Dylan.
Alec.
Hello, Dylan and Alec.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. What book are we talking about today, gentlemen?
Mastermind number 3, Payback.
So we need to give a little spoiler alert here. Before we do anything else, if you are listening to this podcast and you have not read book 1 or book 2, you might want to shut off the podcast right now. This is your moment. This is your chance. In 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, you're in for the long haul. Here we go. Boys, tell us about Payback.
So they, like, sent in all the, every book they steal a lot of stuff, but then they have a plan to give it all back someday.
Ooh.
So,
who's
like,
they?
Who's they? Tori, Amber, Eli, and Malik.
Ah.
So they steal a bunch of stuff to make their getaway from the purple people eaters.
Gotcha.
In Serenity, which is a fake town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cloned from really bad criminals.
So why were they cloned from bad criminals?
Because the ringleader, Felix Hammerstrom, he wanted to prove that it was the experiment is about if nature, if their sin nature or nurture made them evil.
Ooh, the grace.
So Serenity was supposed to be a perfect environment for them to grow up in to see if it was their DNA that would make them evil or their environment.
Ah, the great nature versus nurture debates.
So then they go on this boat to Poseidon, and the boat, whatever. I don't know.
Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Poseidon, whatever.
Okay, yep.
And they go on the boat, and the boat's called the Gemmy. They steal it from a fisher guy who's got, like, a harpoon gun.
Ooh. Oh,
so they knock him out, and then they
Malik
steal the boat.
Malik does that. Because Malik goes to go get a toolbox to try and hotwire the engine since there were no keys.
Yep.
And then when he came back, the owner was already there. And then
he takes the toolbox and just goes wham right in the head.
Oh, that's
him
hurt.
Out.
He's cautious for a while.
Seriously?
Unconscious. Whatever.
Yes, not
cautious, and so then when they arrive at Poseidon.
It's okay, Dylan.
They look for the other clones from Serenity.
Yep.
And they see, like, Rump L. Stiltskin, one of the purple people eaters, watching two of the boys in the wave pool. So then Hector goes out and tries to get them back. And then they all make a run for it, except they forget one.
Yeah.
But he's on the beach.
Okay.
So they go to the beach and find him.
Oh.
And
Poseidon is a huge water park.
Ah, that's
so
good to know.
So they have to park the gummy on a secret place on a beach.
Yeah.
And they have to walk all the way to the water park.
Okay.
And then, but they have to avoid all the purple people eaters and stuff because that's their nickname from Serenity.
Yep.
And they named them because they because they found Rump L. Stiltskin under a canova and next to one of the pools.
Cool.
And Randy, he was in Serenity with them, but he got sent away, and the parents said he got sent away to a school, but he got sent away to where? What did it say?
He got sent away to somewhere.
Some sort of an academy.
Pueblo, New Mexico.
Okay.
But he actually got sent to
an academy.
An academy?
Right. Yep.
In Colorado.
In Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So Randy's there, and Randy and Eli made the cards with the Purple People Eater nicknames.
Okay.
And the reason why they call them Purple People Eaters is because they wear purple uniforms and they're police, but their actual name is Surety.
Ah, gotcha.
And the Genemy, when they come back to escape, it's already sunk because they hit a sandbar before they get to Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Whatever.
One of those. Boys, why did you like this book?
Because the first one sounded really good, with a lot of cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm. And you just had to know how it ended, right?
Yes.
Would you give this book a different title, or did you like the title?
Probably, The Break-In.
The Break-In. Alec, what would you call it?
Masterminds, The Return.
The Return. I like it. What characters would you like to meet in real life?
Probably Tori, Amber, Malik, and Eli.
Okay. Who would you want to meet, Alec? And Felix, too?
Felix Hammerstrom.
Okay.
Eli, Hector, and Felix Hammerstrom.
You're going to meet a lot of characters.
And yeah. Alexander the Great.
That's another one of the purple people
eaters. Love it.
And then at the end of the book, Felix Hammerstrom points a gun at Eli, but Hector rams into his arm.
Oh, don't give away too much.
And then something else happens. So,
what's one thing you would ask the author, Mr. Gordon Corman, if you could? What would you ask him?
If you're going to make any more books.
And Alec, what would you ask him?
Make another Masterminds book.
Make a fourth Masterminds?
Mm-hmm.
Make it a trilogy, make it whatever four books would be called, a quad.
Quadrility?
Quadrility? Let's call it that, a quadrility. A quad. Quadrility. Cool. All right, boys, anything else you want to share?
That
we should all read the book?
I think the second
careful,
book.
Careful.
They steal a Benton, a really expensive car from Mrs. Doonleavy.
And some of the names are hard to pronounce.
Clearly. Yes, Poseidon. True. Let's all say it together.
Poseidon.
All right, boys, you are going to get to go out and enjoy some snow right now. And what do we say at the end of our podcast?
Happy reading!